RPC Tech, which is Rapid Changing Tech. I'm just going to try to go over the world of rapid changing technology for you guys, just to keep you up to date with the news. I'm going to try to make this a shorter podcast so that you can listen to it quickly and get as much news as possible in a short time. Okay, let's get started. If you haven't been to my blog, go to that. It's rpctech.blogspot.com. And on there now I have a link to my XML feed for the podcast. So let's get there, post some comments about it, and I'll answer them on the post comments. And let's do that, and let's get some people on the blog. And tell everybody about this podcast. And I'm going to try to get it on Podcast Alley as well, so that you can vote and we can try to get up there where some people can find us. Okay, I'm just going to start going off with some news. Okay, DVD formats. If you haven't heard of the battle between the HD DVD and the Blu-ray DVD, which the HD DVD is headed up by Toshiba and the Blu-ray by Sony. And this battle has been going on during development, and they're both scheduled to be released about the same time. This is going to be a huge problem because consumers aren't going to fork over a lot of money for both. So they're either going to wait until a status quo factory standard comes out for the two formats and one wins, or they're going to have to see if an alliance can be made between the two formats. Intel and Microsoft are both adapting the HDVD format. This isn't a huge surprise because, obviously, Microsoft's Xbox is competition to Sony, so they're not going to go Sony, and Intel needs Microsoft. So those two are taking sides. So we'll see what happens to the next generation of DVDs. Okay, now Palm PDAs are switching to Windows Mobile instead of the Palm OS. This is really sad for me because I'm a Mac user, so to sync with the Palm, now I have to buy the additional software unless Apple gets an update for that, which I hope they will. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Why did this happen? Palm executives were slow to converge their cellular phones and their digital assistants. So also syncing was always an issue with Windows. I mean, it could sync better with Mac than Windows, and that's not good. They had poor organization. They didn't please their customers. And in the end, it was a bad situation. So that's kind of sad. Google. Well, have we heard enough news about Google lately? I know I have, but anyways, Google's 7th birthday was marked today. And they're claiming now that they have 3 times more web pages indexed than Yahoo, which claims it has over 19 billion web pages. So we'll see what happens. I use Google. I like it. So try it out. Yahoo's good too. You know, it's hard to tell a difference sometime. I know, you know. So I like to use Dogpile. I even have a little search bar of it on my site. That's www.dogpile.com. And that's a combination of Ask Jeeves, Google, Yahoo, MSN, and AltaVista, and LookSmart. And it puts them together and picks out their top results and sees what happens. And it's really good search if you can't find it on Google or Yahoo. Sometimes the results are a little weird. I use it a lot for audio or video searches. Because there's so, and image searches, because there are so few images and audio and video indexed with the web searches that it sometimes becomes necessary to get all the search engines to get a wider choice, and that's a good thing. Okay, so happy birthday, Google. Okay, Dell unveils fast multi-core systems. Their PowerEdge servers and Precision workstations will ship with the dual-core Exynos chips. So Dell isn't going to use AMD, I guess. Well, that's kind of sad, but I haven't ever owned an AMD computer with an AMD chip anyway, so I couldn't say. So we'll have to see what happens with that. Okay, also, Star Office 8 has come out. It's around $69 if you download it from Sun Microsystems. And it's a fully featured office suite to compete with the $200 to $500, depending on where you buy it. And let me say, don't buy it for $500 and get ripped off, as I've seen people do at places like Office Max. It's competing with Microsoft Small Business. So let's see what happens with Star Office 8. It looks almost exactly like OpenOffice. I don't know if it's like they make OpenOffice and use it to test their products, and then this is their final developed version. So I'm not sure about that. OpenOffice might just be taking the source code and modifying it a little. I like OpenOffice. It's free. Go to www.openoffice.org, and it's a fully featured office suite. It doesn't have quite as nice looks and doesn't have quite as many features, but for the price, when you're saving up to $500, that can be a good deal. Okay, lastly now, we go to Nokia is going to be making a phone to compete with the Rocker. I was really disappointed with the Rocker phone. It can only hold 100 songs, unless you get the hack, which they do have out now. And it's just not what I'd say a great product as good as Apple could have made it. And Motorola. Some people say that Apple has fault, and some people say that Motorola was at fault. So we might never know. But anyways, Nokia is making the competition, and I guess it's going to be fairly good. So they're even saying that might take some punch out of the iPod business, and especially the iTunes business, since they're launching a music store too. You can get pictures of the Nokia phone on the internet if you search for the Nokia Tunes playing phone. Okay, that's all for today. Like I said, I want to keep this short. If you guys have any comments, post them on the blog and tell me any hints about what I could do better. And if you want me to do a longer show or a shorter show, I'm going to try to get some people on the show, second people, so that we can have some discussion. So let's do that for now. If there's any audio quality problems, tell me. I'm working on a really low budget here for now. So let's thank you for joining me for RPC Tech. This has been the second episode of RPC Tech. I'm Josiah Olson, and go to my blog at rpctech.blogspot.com. Thank you.